Hello, everybody, and welcome to Radio Munson, broadcasting tonight from, not from Tucson, Arizona. We're in Las Vegas. We're inside the Copa Room of the Sands Hotel, right along the Strip. I know it's long gone. Just bear with me for a minute. You know, I tipped the maitre d' $50 just to get this table.
The Sands is proud to present a wonderful new show, A Man and His Music. The music of Count Basie and his great band... And the man is Frank Sinatra.
Waiter, waiter. Take some drink orders, will you please, at this table? Just put them on my tab.
How did all these people get in my room? Come fly with me, we'll fly away. If you can use some exotic booze, there's a bar in far Bombay. Come on, fly with me, we'll fly away. Come fly with me, we'll float down to Peru. In Llama Land, there's a one-man band, and he'll toot his flute for you. Come on, fly with me, we'll float down in the blue. Once I get you up there, where the air is rarefied, we'll just glide, starry-eyed. Once I get you up there, I'll be holding you so near, you might hear all the angels cheer, because we're together. Weather-wise, it's such a lovely day. Just say those words, we'll beat those birds down to Acapulco Bay. It is perfect for a flying honeymoon, they say. Come on, fly with me, we'll fly, we'll fly. Once I get you up there, where the air is so rarefied, we're gonna glide. Absolutely petrified. Once I get you up there, I'll be holding you so awfully near, you might even hear a gang of angels cheer, just because we're together. Weather-wise, it's such a groovy day. You just say that word and I'll beat your bird down to Acapulco Bay. Is perfect for a flying honeymoon, and they do say, come on, fly with me, we'll fly, we'll fly. Pack up, let's fly away. And don't tell your papa.
Frank Sinatra would have turned 100 years old 2 days from now. So on Radio Munson tonight, we're going to play some Sinatra, some of his recordings, and some songs he introduced, sung by other artists. We start in the 1940s, early 1940, as a matter of fact, when the kid from Hoboken got his chance to play with Harry James' band, and then with the trombonist Tommy Dorsey and his organization. Thank you.
somebody else.
Like the bear, you ain't nowhere, that's why.
She sings her songs for somebody else.
Oh, 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 and even when you have your arms around her, Papa, you know,
her thoughts are for somebody else. And when I hold her hand,
you know,
they belong to someone,
somebody else.
And you can bet they're not so cold to somebody else. It's tough to be alone on the shelf, and it's worse to fall in love by yourself.
Like when the one you love,
the one you love,
oh, the one you love,
the one you love,
like when the one you love belongs to somebody else.
Tommy Dorsey's band in 1940, and his vocalist, that skinny kid from Hoboken, the guy wearing the bow tie, that was Francis Albert Sinatra, who was 24 years old at the time. And you notice he didn't even get top billing. The band leaders all got the top billing in those days. And usually the arranger, in this case, Cy Oliver, got second billing. Whoever sang the lyrics came far behind. The Pied Pipers behind Francis Sinatra in 1940. We're going to play some Sinatra songs tonight and some songs that are identified with him but sung by other folks. Here's a song that really was his first hit in 1940. It was a song written by Johnny Burke and Jimmy Van Heusen. And Stacy Kent does honors with Jim Tomlinson playing some clarinet this time.
A country dance was being held in a garden. I felt a bump and then an oh, beg your pardon. Suddenly I saw polka dots and moonbeams wrapped around a bug-nosed dream. The music started and was I a perplexed one. I held my breath and said, may I have the next one? In my frightened arms, polka dots and moonbeams wrapped around a pug-nosed dream. There were questions in the eyes of other dancers as we floated over the floor. There were questions, but my heart knew all the answers, and perhaps a few things more. Now in a cottage full of lilacs and laughter, I learned the meaning of the word ever after, and I'll only see polka dots and moonbeams when I kiss my pug-nosed dream. questions in the eyes of other dancers as we floated over the floor. There were questions, but my heart knew all the answers and perhaps a few things more. Now in a cottage full of lilacs and laughter, I learned the meaning of the words ever after. And I'll only see polka dots and moonbeams when I kiss my dream.
Stacy Kent with pianist David Newton and Jim Tomlinson playing clarinet. '40 was a great year, as a matter of fact, for young Frank Sinatra and his band leader, Tommy Dorsey. Here's another one they did called I'll Never Smile Again. I'll Never Smile Again, 1940. That was an arrangement done much later for Basie's band, Gary Toll, the trombonist, and the Legends of Swing there. Sinatra left the band, the Tommy Dorsey Band, in 1942. But before he left in late 1941, he recorded a Cy Oliver arrangement that he re-recorded with Cy Oliver's band in the early 1960s.
Without a song, the day would never end. without a song, the road would never have been. When things go wrong, a man ain't got a friend without a song. That field of corn would never see a plow. That field of corn would be deserted now. A man is born, but he's no good no how without a song. I got my trouble and woe, but sure as I know the Jordan will roll, and I'll get along as a song strung in my soul. I'll never know what makes the rain to fall. I'll never know what makes that the grass so tall. I only know there ain't no love at all without a song. I've got to my trouble and woe, and sure as I know the Jordan will roll, and I'll get along as a song strung in my soul. I'll never know what makes that rain to fall. I'll never know what makes the grass so tall. I only know there ain't no love at all without a song. I'll be seeing you in all the old familiar places that this heart of mine embraces all day through. In that small cafe, the park across the way, the children's carousel, the chestnut trees, the wishing well. And I'll be seeing you in every lovely summer's day, in everything that's light and gay. I'll always think of you that way. I'll find you in the morning sun, and when the night is new, I'll be looking at the moon. I'll be seeing you. I'll be seeing you in every lovely summer's day, in everything that's light and gay. I'll always think of you that way. I will find you in the morning sun, and when the night is new, I'll be looking at the moon, but I'll be seeing you. Yes, I will dig you in the early bright, and when the night is new, I'll be looking at the moon. I'll be looking, but I'll be seeing you.
One of the great things about Frank Sinatra was he really enunciated well. You caught every nuance because he made sure you did. Francis Albert Sinatra would be 100 years old in 2 days had he lived. He did live till age, 82, I believe it was, 82. That was a song that was recorded a couple of times by Sinatra. First time with Tommy Dorsey in 1941 with some vocal backing by the Sentimentalists, Dorsey's quartet at the time, singing quartet. And this recording was from 1961, featuring Cy Oliver's band. Cy Oliver did the arrangement, as he did the arrangement of Without a Song, which we played just before the break. That also was recorded in 1941 and repeated in 1961. Sinatra sounded a little more snappy in 1961, didn't he? A lot more finger snapping, about which more in just a few minutes. Here's John Pizzarelli in a song that came from 1942. Sinatra recorded it in 1942, featuring Jeff Clayton's alto saxophone and the Clayton Hamilton Jazz Orchestra. It's John Pizzarelli.
In June, how about you? I like a Gershwin tune. How about you? I love a fireside when a storm is due. I like potato chips, moonlight motor trips. How about you? I'm mad about good books, I can't get my fill, and Franklin Roosevelt's looks give me a thrill. Holding hands in a movie show when all the lights are low may not be new, but I like it. How about you? I'd love to dream of fame, maybe I'll shine. Love to see your name right beside mine. I can't see we're in harmony. Looks like we both agree on what to do, and I like it. How about you? Yes, I like it. How about you?
John Pizzarelli with the Clayton Hamilton Jazz Orchestra, and that was Jeff Clayton playing alto saxophone from 1942. Well, that's when Sinatra recorded it in 42. In 1947, He recorded a great Gershwin song. Here's Keeley Smith to sing it.
How glad the many millions of Roberts, Johns, and Williams would be to capture me. But you had such persistence, you wore down my resistance. I fell, and it was swell. You're my big and brave and handsome Romeo. How I won you, I'll never, never know. It's not that you're attractive, but oh, my heart goes active when you come into view. I've got a crush on you, sweetie Paw. All the day and night time, share the world will pour my much, as I have got a crush, my baby, on you.
That's Keeley Smith, I've Got a Crush on You. Sinatra recorded that in 1947. It's all Sinatra tonight here on Radio Munson. We're broadcasting tonight from just outside of Tucson, just a little ways up Dove Mountain. I know, I said we were in Las Vegas at the Sands Hotel, which was torn down years ago. By the way, I want you to use your imagination a little bit. We'll close things out at the Sands as well this evening. I want to play a song from 1953 that Sinatra recorded. It was a big turning point in his career, called I've Got the World on a String. He'd hit bottom. I mean, really bottom. The guy had lost his fans. He'd lost his voice temporarily, lost his agent, lost his movie contract, lost his TV show, lost his record label. And there he is, standing at the microphone inside Capitol Records. Columbia Records had dumped him, but Capitol Records signed him.
And they said, we're going to get Billy May to do some arrangements for you, Frank. And Frank knew who Billy May was. He was a brighter, brasher arranger. And they found out that Billy May is going to be unavailable for this thing. They didn't tell Frank, so the producer found somebody to ghost the arrangements in a Billy May style, make it sound like a Billy May arrangement. So Frank walks in this recording session in 1953 and did not see the luxuriously upholstered Billy May, but a rather thin, trimmer conductor. And Frank figured he was getting screwed over again. Who's that? He said, and somebody told him, I was just conducting. That guy's conducting. Don't worry, we got the Billy May arrangements. Sinatra liked the song, World on a String. He'd sung it on stage for a year or so, used it as his opener for his run at the Chez Paris in Chicago. But it never sounded quite like this in 1953 in this recording studio. Frank went through it with the band, and when somebody walked in after the recording, Frank said, hey, who wrote that song? And somebody said he did, pointed to the conductor. His name was Nelson Riddle. And Nelson Riddle found a sound for Sinatra, for who he was in 1953, no longer the Bobby Soxer's object. He was the finger-snapping, swinging, swaggering, little cocksure. Frank Sinatra loved that song, turned his career around.
I've got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow. Got the string around my finger. What a world, what a life, I'm in love. I got a song that I sing, I can make the rain go anytime I move my finger. Lucky me, can't you see I'm in love? Life is a beautiful thing, as long as I hold the string. I'd be a silly so-and-so if I should ever let it go. I got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow. Got the string around my finger. What a world, what a life, I'm in love. Life is a beautiful thing, as long as I hold the string. I'd be a silly so-and-so if I should ever let it go. I got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow. Got the string around my finger. What a world.
Sinatra, 1953, his career was off and running again. Now he was with Capitol Records, and he had both Nelson Riddle and, in effect, Billy May. And actually, Billy did do some albums with Sinatra a little bit later on. And Sinatra had the best musicians, and he was feeling pretty good about his career almost right away. There's a certain swagger to his songs. Here's Tony Bennett doing one of them.
All of me. Why not take all of me? Can't you see I'm no good without you? Take my lips, I wanna lose them. Take my arms, I'll never use them. Your goodbye left me with eyes that cry. How can I go on, dear, without you? You took the part that once was my heart. Why not take all of me? Play it, Ralph. That's telling them. Your goodbye left me with eyes that cry. How can I go on, dear, without you? Yes, you took that part that once was my heart. So why not take all of me? Take all of me.
Tony Bennett, with Ralph Sharon, his longtime pianist, doing justice to All of Me, a song that had been around since the early 1930s. But it was one of those songs that has always been associated with Sinatra, who recorded it in the 1950s. The 1950s were a wonderful decade for Sinatra, particularly in the music arena. And we're going to play some of those songs from the 50s and beyond tonight. Not just by Sinatra, but songs that were associated by Sinatra, done by other folks. Ella Fitzgerald coming up, Michael Bublé, and Jane Monheit, too. That's the Basie band right here.
Got you under my skin. I've got you deep in the heart of me. So deep in my heart that you're really a part of me. I've got you under my skin. I tried so not to give in. I said to myself, this affair never will go so well. But why should I try to resist when, baby, I know so well? I've got you under my skin. I'd sacrifice anything, come what might, for the sake of having you near, in spite of a warning voice that comes in the night and repeats, repeats in my ear. Don't you know, little fool, you never can win. Use your mentality,
wake up to reality. But each time that I do, just the thought of you makes me stop before I begin. 'Cause I've got you under my skin. Sacrifice anything, come what might, for the sake of having you near. In spite of a warning voice that comes in the night and repeats how it yells in my ear. Don't you know, little fool, you never can win. Why not use your mentality? Step up, wake up to reality. Time I do, just the thought of you makes me stop just before I begin. 'Cause I've got you under my skin. Yes, I've got you under my skin.
1956, Frank Sinatra. That was a great album called Songs for Swingin' Lovers. If there are half a dozen Sinatra albums that are the top of the heap, the cream of the crop, that would be one of them. Songs for Swingin' Lovers, 1956. Cole Porter wrote that song. Sinatra is the guy that made it famous. By 1956, Sinatra had pretty much settled in with Nelson Riddle and secondarily Billy Mays as his arrangers, and he did an album or two with Neil Hefti and a couple of others, but Nelson Riddle was really his go-to guy. Do another thing that Nelson Riddle arranged, a little bit more recent vintage. On Radio Munson, we're doing some Sinatra tonight on our little Sinatra Centennial session. I'm glad you're aboard wherever you're listening.
You make me feel so young. You make me feel like spring is sprung. Every time I see you grin, such a happy individual. The moment that you speak, I wanna run and play hide and seek. I wanna go and bounce the moon just like a toy balloon. You and I, we're just like a couple of tots running around the meadow, picking up all those forget-me-nots. You make me feel so young. You make me feel there are songs to be sung, bells to be rung, and a wonderful fling to be flung. And even when I'm old and gray, I'm gonna feel the way I do today, because you make me feel so young. You make me young. You make me think that spring sprung. Every time I see you grin, I'm such a cuckoo individual. The moment that you speak, I like to run and play hide and seek. I'd like to go and bounce at the moon just like a big balloon. Because you and I, we are just like a couple of tots who are running around the meadow,
snatching up all those forget-me-nots. You make me young. You make me feel there are songs to be sung, lots of bells to be rung, and a wonderful fling to be flung. And even when I'm old and gray, I'm gonna feel the way I do today, because you make me feel so. Man, I just feel so. You make me feel so.
That's Basie with the voice of Frank Sinatra, and a little bit more recent vintage of that song, You Make Me Feel So Young, than Sinatra's first attempt at it, which was on that Songs for Swingin' Lovers album in 1956. Anyway, Nelson Riddle did the arrangement. But in this case, the Basie band was the one that picked up. Here's another Nelson Riddle arrangement, and Nelson's conducting the band for the First Lady of Song, and Sinatra was very much on board with the idea that Ella Fitzgerald was, in fact, the First Lady of Song.
Standby amorous, it's all too wonderful. I'll never find the words that say enough, tell enough. I mean, they just aren't swell enough. You're much too much, and just too very, very to ever be in Webster's dictionary. And so I'm borrowing a love song from the birds to tell you that you're marvelous, too marvelous for words.
Nelson Riddle's unmistakable arrangement for Ella Fitzgerald here on Radio Munson. I thought I'd do something by Michael Bublé, who has followed in Sinatra's footsteps and has sung a number of the songs Sinatra made famous. Here's one that's always in the top 10 Sinatra songs ever. It was written in 1964 by Cy Coleman with lyrics by Carolyn Lee. Here's Michael Bublé.
Out of the tree of life, I just picked me a plum. You came along and everything started to hum. Still, it's a real good bet. The best is yet to come. The best is yet to come, and babe, won't it be fine? You think you've seen the sun, but you ain't seen it shine. Wait till the warm-up's underway, wait till our lips have met. Wait till you see that sunshine day. You ain't seen nothing yet. The best is yet to come, and babe, won't it be fine? The best is yet to come, come the day you're mine. The best is yet to come, come the day you're mine. Ah, come the day you're mine. I'm gonna teach you to fly. We've only tasted the wine. We're gonna drain that cup dry. Wait till your charms are right for these arms to surround. Flown before, but you ain't left the ground. Wait till you're locked in my embrace. Wait till I draw you near. Wait till you see that sunshine place. Ain't nothing like it here. The best is yet to come, and babe, won't it be fine? The best is yet to come, come the day you're mine. Come the day you're mine. I got plans for you, babe. And baby, you're gonna fly.
Well, Michael Bublé swings it with the help of David Foster, fellow Canadian and a great arranger and producer. On Radio Munson, I'm Don. I skipped an album as we moved the timeline up to the late 1950s. And it's an album that a lot of people will argue is the best album Sinatra ever made. It's called In the Wee Small Hours. It was the ninth album in studio by Sinatra. It was released in 1955 on Capitol Records, his then relatively new record label. Arrangements by Nelson Riddle. All the songs on the album deal with specific themes such as loneliness, introspection, lost love, failed relationships. Sinatra's torrid relationship with Ava Gardner, whom he married, was on the rocks at this point. Depression and nightlife. As a result, In the Wee Small Hours has been called one of the first concept albums. The cover artwork reflects those themes, portraying Frank on an eerie and deserted street awash in blue-tinged streetlights. They issued that album In the Wee Small Hours. Did you have it? Issued as two 10-inch LP discs, also as one 12-inch record LP, making it one of the first of its kind. It also was issued as four-song 45 RPM EP discs. Remember them? There was a reminiscence that somebody had who was, I guess, a writer, and maybe they romanticized it a bit, but they said Sinatra takes, you know, and the sessions for this album began at 8 p.m. and finished well after midnight on a number of successive nights. And so they set the scene as saying Sinatra takes a gulp of his lukewarm coffee remaining in the cup most recently handed to him. And he lifts the inevitable hat from his head a little bit, plops it right back, almost as if he wanted to relieve the pressure from the hat band. The studio empties fast. The last track has just been recorded. Just music stands and chairs remain. Frank flops onto one of the chairs, crossing his legs, hums a fragment of one of the songs he's been recording. He waves to the night janitor, now straightening up the studio, and says, "Geez, what crazy working hours we've got. We both should have been plumbers, huh?"
In the wee small hours of the morning, while the whole wide world is fast asleep, lie awake and think about the girl and never ever think of counting sheep. When your lonely heart has learned its lesson, you'd be hers if only she would call in the wee small hours of the morning. That's the time you miss her most of all. You'd be hers if only she would call in the wee small hours of the morning. That's the time you miss her.
Frank Sinatra, 1954, in the wee small hours, on Radio Munson, on WGLT, Normal, Illinois, a service of Illinois State University.